I do not buy any of that shit, you know, that hormone food, hormone meat and all that crap. So there's sources for this kind of animal protein. Going out and hunting it and thinking you're superior, when you're putting an animal through fear and anxiety, you know, absolute fear and fatigue over the course of how many hours being stalked by a two-legged man who has far more energy than a four-legged animal. Far more. It's just a fact of kinesiology and physiology. The human beings use less energy over the over a wide span of ground when they're hunting a four-legged animal that has to rest, and they got no chance. They got no fucking chance. They're scared to fucking death. We call this honoring the animal. That's what that stupid cunt that, what does Nugent say? I'm honoring the animal. What the fuck are you? You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Honoring the fuck. You scare it half to death, and then the coup de grace. You kill it. What the fuck are you doing, man? Other than adding a couple of inches to your fucking dick that you're never really going to be able to add. So this bullshit about I hunt for food, fuck me. I mean, that's asking like the impossible. I cannot for the life of me believe that. I mean, maybe that's what you tell yourself, but, well, I want a lot of loving. Oh, well, I want a lot of kissing. Maybe, I want your loving. Can't you see? Rock. Rock. They pull a fucking goddamn leash up on those animals.
You don't understand, Phil.
Oh, yes, I do. You can tell the skin is being pulled up on the animal like that. And that little tiny dog, little itsy-bitsy dog that was just getting yanked up almost like fucking hung. It's the National Dog Show. Then, I have no idea what this thing is. The Seth Rich story, for those of you that don't know, he was a DNC volunteer who was murdered last summer in a robbery attempt. That was taken by certain individuals and turned into a conspiracy theory whereby he was murdered by the DNC or other Democrats to conceal the fact that somehow he had a connection to WikiLeaks or something. You know, in other words, the Democrats were really the WikiLeaks leakers. It wasn't Julian Assange, and the Democrats were benefiting from it, not really Trump. Well, the whole thing fell apart. Fox News had to retract it. I don't think Sean Hannity has, but the problem is going to happen for Sean now is this thing's gotten real dirty. So what's happened is a private investigator hired by the man that brought this story to the Rich family and the story of this conspiracy around the murder of their son. This guy is a Fox contributor. And he also, in the interview that I saw, when he said somebody came and told me, well, Cuomo asked the question anybody would ask. Who? I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say. Well, then, your story's bullshit, man. No. You should see this guy. The guy's a fucking, I called him a pool hall train wreck. He is. He's like one of those motor mouth motherfuckers you see hanging around fucking pool rooms and shit and he's like, no, what I'm, you know, these guys, they're just like, no, let me just tell you, no, you're wrong, you know? And he's not making any fucking sense, and you're saying, you're full of shit, get out of here. No, you're going to be sorry that you didn't listen to me. Get fuck off, you know, get out of here, man. Anyway, what I wanted to say is, Maria and I went to the best steakhouse last night. It's called Prime. I'm going to give it to you, my BSPs, first. It's called Prime in Agoura Hills. And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, man, it's just fan fucking tastic. They had they got ribeye, they got baseball steak, they have, which is actually, I found out finally what a baseball steak is. It's like a thick cut of meat, like a filet, only it's sirloin, it's not filet mignon. And you know, and they had just the atmosphere is fantastic. I love the joint. It's called Prime. If you're in California, seriously, if you're in California and you are looking for a, and you're in the Agoura Hills area, Calabasas, Agoura Hills, abso-fucking-lutely, I recommend it wholeheartedly. I would say it's, you know, we had, you know what we did? It was a Tuesday night, and they had a full four-course menu for $40 a person. Wasn't bad, man. They had, I had a tartare, Maria had a chili relleno with tri-tip. That was the starter. We both had wedge salads. We both had steak. I had a ribeye steak, and she had what the hell she had? I think she had a small, like, 8-ounce sirloin or something. And then a side, which I believe I... Oh, she had a stuffed baked potato, and I had, you know, I think I had green beans or something like that. Garlic green beans, really delicious. And we had, you know, drinks. I don't know, the two of us? I think the tab for the evening was about two bills. I mean, you go out to dinner with your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. That... If you go to a nice place, that's the low end of it. You know, I mean, I've stopped paying attention because what are you going to do? You know, you're going out for dinner, man. You're just going to have to just... But I would recommend, if you're in the area, Prime. And nice people, too. And the owner, she is on site just about every night. Maria knows her. I don't know the lady, but nice people. Fantastic bar. Fantastic services, outstanding. Waiters are great. Yeah, the whole experience is great. That's a great steakhouse. We got a few out in Westlake Village. Has a Mastro's, which I don't go to anymore. Not that I don't like Mastro's, but it's gotten a little Ruth's Chrissy. It's like 8,000 people that they jam in there. I don't know, man. Just a little too much for me. But anyway, just a little bit. Look at these dogs. Mastiffs. What's the fucking point? What in the Christ? This is a very... Do you know how much this dog is worth? I bet you they got every excuse in the world. All right, man. So, Trump weighed in on Trump Jr.'s misleading statement. Well, so this guy Kelly, you know, the new, General Shaw ought to weigh in. General Shaw ought to weigh in on, well, they gave a Congressional Medal of Honor to a medical... Corman. What was his name? The man's name. Don Mix, I think, is doing Defense Department consulting. He's going to weigh in on it. I wish I developed a backstory for Bobby Dooley as a dog owner. You know, it would be fucking funny as shit as Bobby. We have a mixed breed, you know. Well, yes, Phil.
Yes, what we have is a mixed breed. We have the Gnuber. We have the Canadian Gnuber. We have a dog. Our dog is the Asian Calcan.
What is the Asian Calcan?
Well, it's a very rare dog. It's a large dog. You ask that as if it does, as if it doesn't exist.
Did I ever tell you that, you know, I was on Stephanie Miller's podcast, and she has a studio at her house. So I went to her house to do this podcast. And, dude... What greeted me at the door, you know, and her people were there, like her producer was there and some other people. So I think that's who answered the door. But two of the biggest dogs I've ever seen, and they're called Pyrenees. And you dog lovers, you probably know these. I mean, even a Great Dane is big, and a Great Dane is like a small horse. But I'd never seen a big furry dog this big. God damn, they were huge. Huge. They're like, they were giant... I guess giant fucking, not really St. Bernards, but sort of similar fur. But nice as hell, sweet dogs, wouldn't harm a fly. They just came over to me, and they, like any dog, they're like, you know, sniffing me and shit. And I'm like, fuck. And they just turned and they said, okay, Susie, Joey, whatever, you know, go on, go get your food. And they turn around and they just romp away. It's fucking incredible. And Stephanie... built in her kitchen. Now, how would you feed dogs like that? You think you're going to get a bowl and put the Calcan in the bowl? Think again, friend. She built a fucking trough. And I mean, it goes from one end of the kitchen all the way to the other on the wall. A trough. Like a horse trough? A trough for these two dogs. And she has this mix that... Now the story gets even wackier, but it is true. She has a mix for these dogs, these Pyrenees dogs, that was developed, and she buys it from the dude who played Robin on the Batman and Robin TV series, Burt Ward. You know, then the gentleman just, Adam West just passed on. Burt Ward was his partner on TV. He and his wife have been rescuing these Pyrenees dogs for, I guess, a number of years. Or maybe they have a general dog rescue, but it's particularly these Pyrenees dogs they know. And he makes this dog food. And that's who that's who she buys it from. It's specifically formulated for these big dogs. I would imagine they need a special kind of diet because they're... How the hell do you... you got to feed... This fucking sheepdog, this looks asinine. Looks fucking asinine. I don't get it, man. I think these dog shows depress me. I don't get a lot of these dogs. How can the animal be comfortable with all that fucking fur? All that weird, strange fucking hair? You guys checking the lift the tail? What if he just got the other stood sniffing its ass? I don't like seeing this dog with all of that fucking hair. I hate it. I guess dog shows are not for me. Not for me. I don't get it. I don't understand them. Oh, la, la, la. There was coffee there from like 2 days ago. Brr. Well, I wanna love him. What is with this bullying that's causing children to commit suicide? Why is this still going on? Why are those children that are doing the bullying not talked to by their own fucking goddamn parents? These are the things I must know the answers to. I want your loving. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I wanna love him. Well, I wanna love. Okay. There's a new goddamn phone? There's a new iPhone? Are you bullshit? I just bought a goddamn 7. Give me a break. All right, fuck it. I'm not buying this new one until my old one breaks down. What a lightweight this motherfucker is. Jesus Christ almighty. You know who's really kind of a really fucked up human being? That Tommy Lahren, is that her name? She's a like 24-year-old conservative talk show host, which is fine. But she's got some real jacked up beliefs and shit. I don't know, man. I don't get it.
I used to shit around the transgender. Maybe it's just me. Well, never mind.
Oh my God.
I want your loving. Yes, indeed. I went alone.
I think it's time to have Don Mix on. General Kelly is going to have his job. He's going to have his work cut out for him. There's no question. Tomorrow I have an interview with a podcast. Oh, on Skype. They're going to Skype my ass. All right, let me see. I'm going to be on the Bob Clampett show. I'm just kidding. A Bob Clampett cartoon. Where do I find... Oh, I know. Right here. No, not that. That's pool. That's my... Get out of here. Oh. The dude stopped shooting, or there were fireworks, or they busted the guy. Somebody was very sweet. And I'm playing billiards with Rory McLeod from Columbus. You guys want to shoot billiards on Facebook? They got a billiards game that I play. Here's Audacity. Well, I don't even have time to do this right now. Rory, buddy, I won't have to close this eye out.
When the darkness surrounds them.
Oh, man. Goddamn missed the fucking Salsa Festival. Shit, it was the last weekend in July. I fucking missed it. God damn it. It was last weekend.
What the fuck, man?
I've missed that motherfucker now for like 2 or 3 years running. It's like, huh? I always write it down, and, you know. Salsa Festival is awesome. If I sound tired, I am. If I sound like I just got up, I didn't. Former Intel Chiefs take on Trump Tower meeting. What the fuck is going on with this goddamn world? I'm telling you. All right. About all I know how to do right now, man. Here we go. Huh? All right, cool. Groovy. Where's Doug?